Thank you, Mr. Chair, and also from my side, thanks to all the panelists and the secretariat for putting together this this session and all the wise words that were shared with us. As the background note rightly emphasizes, maritime transport needs to transition to cleaner fuel. Sustainable, renewable, low and carbon neutral fuels are essential for the decarbonization of shipping. In this sense, a shift in paradigm from fossil fuels towards sustainable, renewable-based energy options requires policy action at different levels. This includes market-based measures, fuel standards, and rules to address fuel production and infrastructure development. All of these elements, I believe, were raised by the different panelists. In the EU, we have several acts that provide for this transition. As part of our Fit for 55, which is the EU's plan for green transition to reduce net greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55 by 2030, we have extended EU's emission trading system to maritime transport, which was mentioned by one of the panelists. And we also have the Fuel EU, which establishes a goal-based fuel standard based on the entire life cycle, promoting the uptake of renewable and low-carbon fuels for ships. The EU is also engaged at regional and global level to push for the right regulatory framework that will incentivize investment in and uptake of renewables, low and zero greenhouse gas fuels for shipping. The deployment of such fuels needs a broad range of instruments to create a conducive environment and enabling framework, as well as partnerships across the value chain while preventing potential carbon leakage. For instance, carefully designed green shipping corridors, which were mentioned also by the representative of Chile, can be such initiatives, and they need to address also the potential carbon leakage, of course. Following the adoption of the ambitious revised greenhouse gas strategy by IMO last year, which was also mentioned by the panelists, the operational path forward needs relevant technical and economic measures. For instance, a global fuel standard with relevant certification criteria and system to ensure that only truly sustainable fuels are labeled as such, employing the entire life cycle approach. This is very important. And also we should aim for a global pricing mechanism of GHG emissions to support bridging the price gap with low and zero emission fuels. In the EU, we very much support ambitious global measures and rules at IMO. These are superior instruments to decarbonize the maritime sector. And EU domestic measures, such as the ETS or the Fuel EU, would be adjusted as necessary if a global IMO deal would be agreed. Thank you.